let's turn our attention to local MLAs here in Northern Ireland, because we've been talking about MLAs paying expenses over the last couple of days. You may remember in 2013, the Nolan Show lifted the lid on just how many MLAs accepted a £5,000 pay increase at the time. Stormont politicians had the option of refusing the 11% pay rise, but we revealed that the vast majority of them took the money. All except the SDLP MLAs. Their leader, Alistair MacDonald, was adamant that they would not take the money. He said, quote, "The SDLP is completely opposed to this decision." But guess what? This morning, the Nolan Show can reveal that the SDLP have now taken that pay rise. And that's interesting, because listen back to what the SDLP MLA, Mark Durkin, said at the time.
No, well, the SDLP have said all along that we would be saying no to the pay rise, and your investigation clearly shows that we have literally put our money where our mouths are. Actions speak louder than words, and we have all refused to take it. Just in this undoubted time of austerity, where you have people in work facing pay freezes, pay cuts and pay offs, and then people out of work and with disability facing cuts to their benefits, it's completely unjustifiable, in our opinion, for elected representatives to take a pay rise.
And then they took it. The SDLP's Fergal McKinney with us this morning. So you publicly say it would be unjustifiable, and then you take it, Fergal.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm just reminded of the quote from Mark Durkin there, because we did take a principled stand at the time, and we were standing against austerity. We were standing against pay freezes. We were standing against potential redundancies and even potential pay cuts. But the situation matured over recent time, and in fact, that meant, because we were not winning the argument with the Commission that made the decision, because they cut our, remember, they cut our office cost allowance by 6,000, and now this year it's another 1,000. So in fact, the austerity, the pay cuts, the pay freeze, and the potential for job losses then turned its gun on our own office staff. Now, our office staff provide very, very valuable services right across Northern Ireland, securing benefits for people, securing houses for people. Yeah, and we were faced on a constant basis, contributions from MLAs telling us at the Assembly table that they were going to have to lay off those very staff.
But in 2012, you knew that when you said that you were not taking it.
No, because we thought we had an argument to win, that we were going to continue to have the argument with the Commission, and we did continue to have the argument with the Commission. You know something, the killer blow for me, actually, I wasn't there at the time, but I've been involved in subsequent discussions around this, but the killer blow for me at the time was whenever some of our people or our team came back and said, look, here's what the Commission is telling us. You're looking for more money. Well, there's a pot of it over there that you're not taking.
This is a really simple discussion. There's an independent pen review body that sets expenses, right? That's what they set, and the pay. At the time, the SDLP said it would not be principled to accept a pay rise. We're not taking it. Then what language you use this morning? Well, things mature, says Fergal McKinney.
What does that mean, mature? Well, I'll tell you how they did. We're faced with, I don't like to talk about it in these terms, and that's why, you know, we have office staff and individuals who are employed who we should protect. But because of the nature of the way we're discussing this, I feel like I have to talk about it. But there are staff that we employ that we were going to have to make redundant. I mean, this was just an intolerable situation. So, we were being cut by 6,000 plus another 1,000 this year.
But you knew the cut in 2012 was coming. To the expenses, you knew that was coming. You publicly said that it would not be a principled stand to take the pay rise, and then you took it anyway.
But we were continuing to have the argument with the pay review body that they shouldn't have done what they did. Because remember, we weren't. All this investigation wasn't as a result of the SDLP, but it was as the result of other parties on an industrial and militaristic scale doing stuff with expenses and employing people all across the place. In research projects, research company, and money's coming back in and said, you're aware of all of that. That had nothing to do with us.
And you
in
took
any
it.
Event, we got cut by 6,000. It began to bite, Stephen. And it began to bite very, very hard.
And so.
And when the pay review body turned around to us and said, listen, now, read our lips. you're getting no more money on the 6,000. In fact, you're getting another £1,000 cut next year. Now, there's a pot of money over there that you can use to save those jobs.
Well, let's just look at the timeline here. So the SDLP release a press release on the 14th of March 2012. SDLP says no to MLA pay increases.
And we didn't remember this, Stephen. We didn't take the money.
Then the next year, in October 2013, one SDLP